Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my podcast with Cardinals Hall of Famer Jim Edmonds. Presented by the National Children's Cancer Society, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Hair Saloon for Men, Design Air Heating and Cooling, Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, and by Schnucks. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. A reminder, the 7th Annual Evening with the Cardinals coming up on Saturday, January 26th at Union Station. Just a couple of weeks away, I'll be emceeing that event. Open bar, Q&A, and the dinner presented by the National Children's Cancer Society. The featured guests will be Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. Also, there will be a special VIP reception featuring the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak of the Cardinals. To be a sponsor or to get your tickets, head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. This event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. It really is a great night. Again, the event coming up on January 26th. Coming up, we visit with Jim Edmonds on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
With hundreds of wines and craft beers to taste and culinary delights around every corner, you're not going to want to miss the 17th Annual Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. January 25th, 26th, and 27th at Union Station. St. Louis Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. Be a part of the largest food and wine show in the Midwest. Schnucks Certified Wine Specialist and Cicerones will be there. Tickets available at stlfoodandwine.com. Thanks to Schnucks. An Evening with the Cardinals with Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter is coming up on January 26th. And again, to get those tickets, head to thenccs.org. And he is considered one of the greatest outfielders in the history of Major League Baseball and certainly for the St. Louis Cardinals. And that's Jim Edmonds, my broadcast partner. And Jimmy, not too far away. We'll be up on stage with your former teammate, Chris Carpenter. And I know this is something that you're looking forward to. We've been talking about this a long time, but tell me what it's like when you're on stage with a guy like Chris Carpenter and, you know, some of the memories that come back for you when you think back to your time with Chris and being on the field with some of those great moments that that come to mind.
Wow, it'll be, you know, it's one of those things to go back and recollect what it was all about to play on great teams in the past and have competitors like him. I think that it'll be fun to be on stage with him and reminisce and catch up. And I think it's fun. You come up with some crazy questions at times, and people are kind of always wondering, and you know what the vibe of the folks are. So I think it'll be fun. And, man, the blast from the past as far as how good he was, and, you know, it's a shame that people like that can't play forever. I had a lot of fun playing behind him, and he definitely made me a better outfielder.
Well, I was talking with him the other day, and he brought up the instance in which you approached him about when you guys first kind of got together as teammates, and you approached him about what he was throwing so that you could position yourself properly in center field. Do you remember that conversation?
I did that with a lot of guys, but I do remember having conversations with him, and I thought it was probably he was one of the most important guys to have that conversation with, because I felt that when he was on the mound, that he was going to locate as good as anyone. And I knew exactly what his stuff was going to do. So I knew exactly where I could play off of each hitter. And I just can remember him throwing cutters down and away to guys. And I could stand in a shallow right center field and know that I was never going to get beat over my head because he wasn't going to miss with his location. And, you know, he got beat a couple of times with fastballs, but when he had his best pitches going, there was no way anyone was going to hit the ball over my head.
Tell me what it was like in terms of a game day, knowing that Chris Carpenter was making a start. So, you know, for instance, there's some guys and some starters, meaning pitchers, that you can't approach. You've been around those guys. What was it like when you knew Chris Carpenter was making a start on a game day? His time was up. His turn was coming up. What was it like as a teammate when you knew that he was starting?
You stayed out of that side of the locker room. You didn't go into his corner that day at all. I think most everyone knew it. I think that I learned that if I needed something from him and it was all in seriousness, he was good about being approached. But he definitely had his window where he didn't want anyone around. And the closer you got to game time, definitely the further you stayed away from him.
I'm proud to announce a new sponsor for ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and that's Design Air Heating and Cooling. You know, a few weeks ago, I was having an issue with my furnace, and I made a connection with Seth Goldkamp, who runs Design Air Heating and Cooling. He sent a technician over to my house. Not only did the technician arrive at my house, but so did Seth. They did a tune-up on my furnace. They got it running properly, but they also found a glitch in the system that is now saving me money on my monthly statement. That's all because of Design Air Heating and Cooling. They did that for me and my family. They can do that for you. They're a fourth-generation family-run company. They've been in business for over 100 years because they take care of their customers. The number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Find out more at designairservice.com. Thanks to Seth Goldkamp and Design Air Heating and Cooling. I want to ask you a little bit about, and fans that are tuned into this are curious about what you think the Cardinals have done in terms of some of the moves. They have brought in Andrew Miller, the big lefty, and also Paul Goldschmidt, the outstanding first baseman from Arizona. What are your thoughts on those two moves?
Well, I think that, I guess I would call them a little bit under the radar, but definitely huge, huge moves as far as baseball moves are concerned. You know, clearly everyone's out there looking for Machado and Harper, but I think that when you get a guy that's more of a team guy like Goldschmidt and a more of a specialty guy like Miller, I think you made huge strides to improve your team. And I think that people are going to be really surprised if they don't know who those guys are when they come to watch them play next year. And I know that I know I respect Tony La Russa a lot. And the first time that I saw him after he was in Arizona, he said that Goldschmidt reminded him of Pujols. His work ethic, his bat speed, just his way he carries himself. So it'll be fun to be around a guy like that. I'll tell you what, when he started talking about him like that, I started watching him hit, and I could see how he would throw those comparisons around.
It's a guy that you know quite well, and Albert Pujols. I know you had the chance to visit with Albert. He was in town, I guess it was about a month and a half, a couple of months ago. He'll be in town this year, finally, to return to St. Louis. What do you think that's going to be like when he comes back to Busch Stadium?
It'll be interesting. I think he'll be a little nervous. I would be. It's weird, though. It's been so long. You know, normally you would, within a couple of years, go back to that ballpark that you left and you once played in. And same thing happened to me. It took me a while to go back to Anaheim. And it wasn't as bad. Hopefully it's been so long, it won't be as bad for him. But I think he'll be excited. I hope the fans embrace him. I know that it was tough to watch him go. But we all know the real reasons that he went and, you know, in the contract. And he got an amazing contract, and I don't know how you can doubt that. And then the Cardinals, in return, got a lot of freedom and went out there and had some really good years and have some really good players because of it. So I think it was a win-win for both, and hopefully that the Cardinal fans embrace that and give him a pretty good standing ovation.
If there's anybody that knows about defense, it's number 15 here, Jimmy Edmonds. And if the Cardinals, and at least in my mind, and I'm not sure if you agree with this, if the Cardinals are going to go anywhere this year, when you add a guy like Goldschmidt, who is a Gold Glover defensively, Wong could be a Gold Glover. A full year of DeJong is short. You're talking about Bader being a very good defensive player in center. You return Yachty. I think the team's got to be better defensively. It looks like that they will be, Jimmy. Do you agree with me that that's got to be an improvement looking at 2019?
Yeah, I think that that's an understatement coming from you. I think that this team really struggles defensively or has struggled defensively in the past, and that's something that I think we've all taken for granted over the years. And you definitely can't win when you play sloppy baseball. You can't give away extra outs It's a shame because they're very athletic, and I think a little bit more concentration now that the guys are getting a little bit older and they've been around. And it's a team thing. You got to take pride in it, and I think that's something that they lacked in the past. Hopefully, that's something I can help with in spring training this year. And it's kind of just I think that when they start to play better defense, I think they'll start to understand how important it is.
You mentioned spring training. I know fans are curious about this. Will you be back in spring training in uniform and at least helping out with some of the nuances for the outfielders and some of the guys in uniform? And will you be back in uniform helping out in spring training?
I am officially going to be in spring training this year for the first time in a couple years, and I'm excited. I don't have details on how big the role is going to be, but I'm excited about it, and I'm supposed to have a conversation here in the next couple of days about where that's going to take me and how much input I'll get and how much time I'll spend down there. So I'm looking forward to having that conversation with the front office and looking forward to getting a chance to actually help some of these guys and just be around the game.
How much did you miss that the last couple of years, and how much are you looking forward to it?
You know, it comes and goes. It really does. You know, my family is young and how important they are to me. And last year I had surgery, so I couldn't go. I think it's something that I don't realize that I miss until the season starts. And then I don't have that closeness with some of the players that I've had in the past. And still have some friendships in there, but they've kind of gotten distant. And I would like to rekindle some of those and help. And the reason why I always did the TV was to stay close to the team and help the young kids. And so I'm hoping that this year I'll get a little bit better at that and then be able to do the TV thing as well. And there's no reason why I can't do both and try to help both sides of that equation.
Jimmy, what's it like when a kid comes to you and when you're in spring training? Is it both like the minor league guys or is it the major league guys? And is it more about conversations about baseball, or are you getting like nitty gritty on a first step or a turn to a ball in a gap? I mean, try to take a fan into those situations and what you're doing in uniform.
Man, it's a lot. You know, it's conversations on the plane about hitting with guys in a slump, and it's in depth. It's part of the game that I really enjoy. It's thought process and take me through what you're thinking and why you're thinking it. And it's not obviously about, oh, you shouldn't have missed that fastball, because that's clear when you're watching the game on TV. It's all about, why did you miss that fastball, and why was your foot coming down at the wrong time, and why is your hip going left when it should be going straight at the pitcher, and all these little things that are actually behind the scenes and little triggers to create bad habits to get you into a bad position at the end result. And those are the things that I love. Those are the things that I try to teach my son already. He's only 12, going on 13. And I'm hoping that those conversations are helpful to him, obviously, and to the players at the big leagues. I think you never stop learning. And those are some of the things that I didn't learn till the very end and learn how to apply them, learn how to use video a little bit smarter, and really learn how to back off and not make the game so difficult.
Give me a kid that you're really excited to work with in spring training. Who's somebody that you're thinking about right now that you would say, man, I can't wait to you know, have him pick my brain, but I also kind of want to pick his brain too?
Well, clearly Harrison Bader. I think that, you know, I wish I had his speed. I think I'd have been a pretty good outfielder if I had his speed.
You were pretty good, Jimmy.
I like Harrison Bader, and I think I can help him offensively and defensively. And you know me, I like both sides of the game, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch Paul Goldschmidt hit. Talked about him. He's been playing a while now, and Colton Wong, I'd like to slow him down a little bit. And just little things I think would be fun just to get in their heads. And it's really just like I said, I don't think you can really teach until you become friends with these guys and they respect you and they trust you. And I think I have that trust with some of them and not all of them. So I'd like to maybe get that a little bit further along and really, like I said, hopefully not trying to step on anyone's toes and also just trying to help the players.
I'll continue my conversation with Jim Edmonds, the Cardinals Hall of Famer, in just a moment. We'll talk about Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame in just a moment. A reminder, you can join the party all season long for Blues action this season at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grills, 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings with great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. That includes Bud Family Beer Specials, $4 Jack Daniels Cocktails, the $5.99 Blue Sampler, Appetizer, and the $4 Blue Note Bombs, the all-new Golden Breck Cocktail for $5 at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Hair Saloon for Men, their home base is right here in St. Louis, founded in 1997. They now have 16 locations in St. Louis. You'll receive the perfect haircut at Hair Saloon for Men, where they keep client notes on each customer. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. And that is at Hair Saloon for Men. Couple more questions and I'll let you go. It was interesting to see Harold Baines get into the Hall of Fame, and I've said it to you numerous times. You're a Cardinal Hall of Famer. I believe you're a Major League Hall of Famer. And this question pertains to Larry Walker. In your opinion, is Larry Walker a Hall of Famer, your former teammate?
I mean, I think so, yes. I think that I'm kind of biased, and not because he was my teammate, because I played against him for a long time when I was in Anaheim, and I saw the things that he did firsthand. You know, he falls in that category where he hit for average, he could throw, he could run pretty well, and I think he just kind of got discounted because of Coors Field, but you still got to do all that stuff, right? You still got to hit the home runs and you still got to hit the ball, and you still got to throw people out. He did all that, stole bases. And so I think he was one of the best all-around players of my generation. And, you know, he beat me to the league, so I can't even imagine what he was like in his young prime, because I saw him in, I think, maybe in his early 30s, and he was unbelievable. He did little things that no one even thought of, and he was the first guy I've ever seen deke a runner on a fly ball or a ball hit over his head, and that's kind of where I got that stuff from. And so he was a big part of my career and a big part of a lot of people's career. So I would definitely say yes. I think he was in the top 10 players for a generation when he was in his prime.
There's no doubt. I'm curious, too, and this is the final question. When Harold Baines got in, I thought it opened up the door for a lot of guys, and Larry Walker being one. Do you think then it might open up the door again for you, down the road for people to revisit your career and take a harder look at just how good of a player that you were?
You know what, Danny, I'm going to answer this question truthfully. And you know me, I'm still confused at what happened there. I turned on the TV one day and I thought I was watching a rerun. I had no idea that they were going to do that vote. I had no idea that was going on. I'm happy for Harold Baines. I think there's quite a bit of players at his caliber. I'll tell you what, though, he put some numbers up that were consistent for a long, long time. Was he a great, great player? No. Was he a special player? Yes. But he had amazing numbers throughout his career. But like I said, I was in shock when I saw that. I don't understand the vote. I don't understand where that's going. So I really can't answer that question as far as my career is concerned. But if I would be lying if I didn't say that, wow, that gives me a little ray of hope. But I put it out of my mind, and I'm not going to think about it. And it would be nice one day if my kids can say that their dad was a Hall of Fame baseball player. But I think that ship has sailed, and I've come to grips with that. And now I'm just trying to be the best I can be at broadcasting and being a father.
I got you. Hey, we'll see you on January 26th. I'm sure I'll see you at the winter warm-up before then. And looking forward to another great season with the Cardinals Hall of Famer, Jim Edmonds. Thanks, Jimmy, for your time.
Thanks, Danny. Have a good night.
An incredible baseball night in St. Louis is coming up. It's an evening with the Cardinals, a night to benefit the National Children's Cancer Society. It features Cardinals Hall of Famers, Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter, and for select sponsorships, John Mozeliak. A dinner, auction, Q&A, all to fight childhood cancer. To learn more, to purchase tickets, just head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. January 26th, St. Louis Union Station Hotel. We hope to see you there.